A believing mother, what an asset in a home. Day 30. Bible reading from Luke. Chapter 1. Verses 26 to 38.
Now in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you, blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth your relative has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
This beautiful story is so well known, yet too often we pass over it too quickly or read it only once a year perhaps. There were many reasons why God chose Mary to be the human mother of his son. One of these reasons was obviously her beautiful faith in God. Think of Mary's position. She was a young teenager probably. She had just been told that she would have a son for whom there would be no visible earthly father. In the eyes of the world, especially then, what would be her situation? What support would she have? Mary was willing for anything because she believed the message she had received had come from God. Her first support came from God Himself. He was with her all the way. Then we must see also how Joseph stood with her. He married her, and then when her child was born he acted as stepfather to her child. That would not be an easy situation. But Mary's quiet, strong faith must have meant much to him too. They were a remarkable couple. It would seem that Joseph may have passed away while Jesus was still in the home. But Mary's faith in God and in her son were also seen later in life. For example, at the wedding feast in Cana of Galilee, she obviously believed that he could meet the situation, he could supply the need. She had faith in Christ right on through Calvary and the resurrection. No wonder God honored her as he did in making her the mother of his son. What an asset in any home. First a believing mother who knew how to accept God's word, how to praise God, and how to accept God's will. What an example for us all. Alongside the mother was her husband, Joseph. His situation was unique, but God helped him to accept it because he too was a firm believer in God. A believing wife and a loving God-honoring husband can face almost insurmountable difficulties together when they are in touch with God. Mary and Joseph did. So can we? Why not ask God today to help you stand together in Him? If you are single, Pray for the families you know facing problems today.